You ever play pool and you miss your shot, and you want your opponent to miss his shot, and you go, "No!" And then they miss their shot. It's the same thing. Is it all in the tone of voice? I asked. You say it inside your head, said Guy, exasperated. You get that feeling inside of you. And so it was on the evening of the first day that Special Forces mentioned to Guy that they had goats. Guy said he couldn't remember who steered the conversation then, but he did recall at some point during the evening announcing, "Let's give it a try." So the next morning, Guy said, they got a goat, they set it up, and we started. As Guy recounted this story, the atmosphere inside the dance studio remained apprehensive. Bradley continued to film me. From time to time, when we made small talk about holidays or the weather, I could see what a lovely family the Savellis were, close-knit, tough, and intelligent. But whenever we returned to the subject of goats, the mood instantly hardened. It turns out that the goat Guy stared at had not been debleated or shot in the leg. Guy had said he wanted a normal, healthy goat, so that's what they gave him. It was herded into a small room, which was empty but for a soldier with a video camera. Guy knelt on the floor in another room. And he began to get that feeling inside him. I pictured a golden road going up into the sky, he said. And the Lord was there, and I walked into his arms, and I got a chill, and I knew it was right. I wanted to find a way to knock that goat down. We have this picture of St. Michael the Archangel with a sword. So I thought about that. I thought about St. Michael with this sword going... Guy mimed the action of St. Michael violently thrusting his sword downwards into a goat. Threw the goat and... Guy smacked his hands together, knocking it down to the ground. Inside of me, I couldn't even breathe. I was going... Guy mimed, struggling for breath. And you believe it, he said. You believe it. And after about 15 minutes, I said, Lenny, you better go see. I don't know for sure. Lenny from Special Forces disappeared into the room where the goat was. He came back and announced, with surprise and solemnity, "The goat is down." "And that was it?" I asked. "That was it," said Guy. "It lay there for a while, and then it got up again."